Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale reviews restaurants for the Chicago Tribune, as well as offers political commentary and thoughts about television shows.
Mm-hmm. Or pretty much anything. You know, turn the mic on and watch out.
Woodwind and Avanzare have appeared in the one that I alluded to that's getting a lot of interest from people is this Avanzare, which is in Lombard. So yes. To those of you that say Phil doesn't do enough suburban restaurants...
Well, I got this one.
You say Lombard.
I say Lombard.
Avanzare, you give it 2 stars. You say it's conversation friendly. Here's an interesting line. You say, you'd think after more than 30 years on the job, I'd never be wowed again by a chicken parmesan. But Avanzare's version is terrific. And then you describe the tomato sauce, the bursts of concentrated flavor. You like the veal limon. Another expertly executed classic, you write. You like the risotto. And they make their own breads and pizzas there, too, huh?
Yeah. No, they're doing everything from
this
scratch.
Is Italian, then, huh?
This is Italian. These are three partners who have long and deep Chicago roots in mostly Italian restaurants, dating all the way back, say, to the Como Inn in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And they, after years and years of working for other people, suddenly they got together and said, you know, we could be the bosses for a change. And they... opened, they found this, for them, perfect location on Roosevelt Road in Lombard, and it was a space in very good shape. They didn't have to do much to the dining room at all. They added a wood-burning oven so they could do pizzas in the back. And, these are veteran chef. There's a veteran chef who's been cranking out this kind of food for probably more than 20 years, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah. 2 stars, which is an excellent review and rating by you. And the price, Italian's usually pretty affordable, right?
Yeah, most, and unless you're going into the whole fish or the big super duper veal dishes, you're probably at the low 20s for most of the main courses, and probably a little cheaper than that if you stick to the pastas.
Appetizers include timbalo of eggplant rolled around a ricotta spinach filling. Estrada likens it to be a vegetarian and gluten-free manicotti. Frito misto offers a carefully, lightly fried melange of seafood and zucchini with the light marinara sauce. Clams with linguine is appropriately garlicky, supported by a weighty seafood broth.
Yeah, not just one of those little tepid little thin sauces underneath it, but, you know, it's got some strength to it.
You like the desserts there, too?
Yeah. Yeah, everything. I mean, there's you look at the menu and you open the first page and you're like, I've seen all of this before. they're not doing any sleight of hand.
I'm okay with that myself.
But then you see the way they execute it and you realize, well, you know, there's a reason they're still making chicken parmesan these days.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Because
when you do it right,
it's a good thing.
That's a good dish.
You know, well, we go to Italian restaurants a lot because we're Americans. I get spaghetti and red sauce. I get spaghetti and marinara sauce or meatballs. I get spaghetti and a meat sauce way too much. Everybody at the table looks at me like, here he goes again. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I like spaghetti. In fact, I could tell you where the good spaghettis are and the bad spaghettis. I'm the spaghetti expert.
The spaghetti whisperer.
Chicago Italian. I'm the spaghetti whisperer.
Spaghetti.
Do these people have spaghetti on their menu, Phil?
I don't recall. Of course they have spaghetti. I just don't know what form it takes.
Yeah, so you didn't spend time on the spaghetti because you were trying the... little more interesting.
And there's
stuff.
Only so many things. I mean, they've got a dozen pastas on the menu. I'm not going to eat a dozen pastas.
Oh, you should.
I'm going to have I'm going to move around a little bit.
You reviewed the restaurant at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University.
I did.
So, like these giant medical complexes, and sometimes they have a restaurant in there. You reviewed that?
Right, yeah. You go into the Feinberg, and you take the elevator to the 18th floor, and there you are.
Woodwind, downtown Chicago.
This is the same space that was home for about a year and change to a restaurant called Green River, which, oddly enough, was also one word with the second word capitalized in the middle of a word.
Woodwind,
and this is
Green
Woodwind
River.
With two doubles, two capital W's. And these people moved in, and they're cooking. I mean, the chef who is there received a Michelin star for his work at Temperis. So
it just seems so weird to me to say, hey, let's go downtown and eat. Where are we going to eat? Well, let's go to the Feinberg School of Medicine, and upstairs they've got a mm-hmm. restaurant. That sounds institutional.
It does. It does. And when you walk into the lobby, you're not going to be – that's not going to shake your impression. But they do have a desk in the lobby and with the name of the restaurant, and there's someone there who can check you in and tell you which elevator to board. And then once you get up there, then it's, oh, now I'm in a restaurant. Now this feels like a warm, cozy, welcoming restaurant.
Is it worth the time, effort, energy, expense? I mean, is it a good place?
No. It's very, very good. And while we see School of Medicine, we think of it as that huge Northwestern health center complex. Yeah. Still, there's an awful lot of residential around there. And the owner says that's kind of what he's going for. The residential, and then also the private event space, the private event market.
Oh, yeah, right, you know?
And
right.
When the summer comes up, they have a balcony, so they have a nice little area where you can
now
be
you're
outside.
Speaking my language.
Mm-hmm. And some view, although it's kind of the view of the high-rise right across the way, but it's a view.
What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? Or is there some place you want to tell us about? 312-981-7200. Call or text right now. Phil's in the studio, 1043. This is WGN. It's your turn. 1047 WGN. Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Phil, texts are still coming in about two things. One is your thoughts about Italian restaurants in Chicago. And number two, who should and should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a restaurant Hall of Fame?
Not to my knowledge. There's a Chicago Chef's Hall of Fame. It doesn't have a physical space yet, but they have elected some members, and they do fundraisers from time to time, and they're trying to
Everybody knows rock and roll because it's global, but restaurants tend to be, with some exception, really local.
Right.
So maybe people in San Francisco don't know about the great restaurant in Chicago, and vice versa.
Right. San Franciscan probably knows about of maybe two restaurants in Chicago.
What do you think they are?
Oh, I would say there's probably Alinea and Frontera Grill.
Would they know Gibson's? We mentioned them last week.
They might.
Would Gibson's be in the Restaurant Hall of Fame?
They'd be in the Chicago Restaurant Hall of Fame if we had one.
Alinea would be.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Gibson's is, they don't get known as well because they're about the only major steakhouse that has never expanded beyond its own city. Except for, I mean, the airport doesn't count to me as, you know, and Oak Brook doesn't count.
Yeah.
But they've turned down offers to go to Vegas, to go to Miami, wherever. They could open one of those any day now.
I'm kind of intrigued by the idea. If they had a national a restaurant Hall of Fame. Problem too is they turn over, right?
So right, nothing lasts forever. That's all right.
Whitney Houston music will be there forever, but if mm-hmm. that restaurant is in the Hall of Fame and then they close their doors, it's kind
right.
of pointless.
Right. You can go to a baseball Hall of Fame and probably find footage of Cal Ripken playing baseball, but you probably aren't going to sit there and watch, you know, Charlie Trotter make a dinner, even though he's not here anymore.
John Notice, REO Speedwagon, Notice Sticks, come on. Where was the other text? A bunch of them came in about this. We always get this one. Rap is degrading garbage. Hands down, Ted Nugent should be in the Hall of Fame. John, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be rebranded as the Music Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
Maybe that would satisfy these purists out there.
Yeah, and all those Beethoven lovers who are storming the gates wanting Ludwig in. Come on.
Text about hold on a second, Phil. I've got all these pages in front of me, and I just lost this one. Do they have limoncello at this Italian restaurant we were just talking about?
I did not see it on the menu. I did not look very hard at the after-dinner drink options. It would seem like it's such an easy thing to get and such an easy thing to make that there's a pretty good chance they have it, but I can't confirm that.
David said, John, spaghetti is bad simple carbs. Well, all pasta's bad simple carbs.
Right. So if I twist it in a better shape, you feel better about it?
I know, you snob. I mean, come on. If it's in a ravioli shape, that's a little more sophisticated.
It's flour and water and sometimes some egg. Get over it.
And then I put some tasty stuff on it, and I like to eat that food.
Exactly.
John, what's up with Ed DeBevix?
Ed DeBevix closed its original location because the property was sold, and they're putting up a big building, of course. And they closed, and they said they might not go away completely. They might come back, and they've been tossing out rumors that they are taking over a space at the corner of St. Clair and Ohio. That would be the southwest corner where there used to be a copy store or something like that.
Okay, so people who don't know Ed DeBevix, what is that?
Ed DeBevix is like a recreation 50s diner where the waiter's shtick is to insult you. and like to snap their fingers, like, come on, order, I haven't got all day, and similar things like that. And if you're in the right frame of mind, that's fun, and if you have the right sense of humor, you will insult them back and get a thing going.
Is the food good at that place? Was it?
The food was okay. When Rich Melman ran it, it was it had some really good stuff, including a burger, because Rich is always serious about his hamburgers. And so you go into a Melman restaurant, there's always going to be a good burger, at least back in the old days.
But the food wasn't the feature, and you could tell that.
You went there for the shakes and the burgers and the fries and the insults.
It was that kind of menu. Is there an Ed DeBevick's up and running right now?
No.
So it was just the one?
There was one very, very briefly on the North Shore, and that lasted, I think, less than a year. And
people don't like being insulted up there?
I don't know. You know, I think it was up like Glenview or something like that. It was a strange
location. That is kind of funny. I mean, it would seem to be like not only do you need the right people, but you need the right location. People that will be gravitated to that shtick, and it's close enough that they'll get in the car and drive there for a burger and a shake and the comedy, right?
Exactly.
So the new Ed DeBevick's, I presume, will have the same attitude?
There would be no reason to reopen otherwise. If they open up simply straight, how are you, here's your burger, it'll be dead in an hour.
847 said, what about Etoile in Madison?
Etoile is a very, very famous restaurant. It's been around, I gotta have to say, 20 years, probably more. They've won a James Beard Award. They're one of the great icons of Wisconsin fine dining.
Yeah, friends of ours who are total foodies, when they come to Chicago, they lived in LaGrange Park with us for years. Now they live out of state, but they come through the city a lot. And when they do, they go to the best restaurants. They go to Etoile when they were in Madison and just rave about it. I have not been there, but we've had nice dining experiences in Madison, either for old fashions or Wisconsin supper club style food.
No, I think City is a great place.
It is. It's a fun town.
And so is Milwaukee.
And Etoile, if I go there, is worth it if I want extraordinary dining and a pretty big pay check too, right?
Oh, yeah.
John, what was the name of that restaurant that you guys were talking about in Lombard again?
It's Avanzare.
A-V-A-N-Z-A-R-E. Avanzare.
It's Italian for go forward. And for them, for the owners, that was a step up since they were employees now. And once upon a time, there was a restaurant called Avanzare downtown. No relation to this new one. But when it opened, the original chef at Avanzare was the late Dennis Terzak. And he actually grew up in Lombard. So now there's an oven. The original chef in Terzak of Avanzare lived in Lombard, where there's now an Avanzare, and that blows your mind, or it doesn't.
Well, whatever you said, yes. Steve, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Steve? You're on the air.
The Ed DeBevick's was in Deerfield on Lake Cook Road, and it was there for many years. It wasn't just a year. And I think there used to be one in the western suburbs, too, though I never made it out there.
Did you like that food? Did you like that shtick?
I liked the shtick. We had our daughter's sweet 16 there. It was a great party there.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet that was. I've been to Ed DeBevick's once. I remember it. Mm-hmm. I remember it was really fun, funny. The waitress was dynamite. I never felt compelled to go back, right? Like, it would never be to me a favorite restaurant where we always want to go and eat. Well, but maybe that wasn't their idea anyway.
Right, it could be. I mean, I agree with you. Once you've done it once, you kind of get it. But if it really resonates, then why the heck not? And as he mentioned, and thank you for the correction, by the way. I was always mistaken. You know, it's great, like entry level for young kids. If you're going to go out to a restaurant and you're going to want a little food that's good enough for you, the adult, but also entertain the kids, why not?
Yeah.
Very family friendly.
Was a hit for you guys, huh, Steve?
Yeah, it was. It was great to bring kids. I'm waiting for that to open up. I'll bring my grandsons.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be funny. Thanks for the call, Steve. You have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Hey, John, can you recommend prime rib in the southwest suburbs that's not super expensive? Okay, so we've narrowed that down for you, Phil Vitale.
Yeah.
You may have to head north and a little east if you're in the southwest suburbs for prime rib. And I don't want to spend more than $9.
That's the trouble. You know, not too expensive is a really vague term. So that'll vary with people. I will say I don't trust prime rib that's too inexpensive, because you don't know what you're getting, but that's
or it's really thin cut.
Very, very. Yeah, you know, some people like the double stack thin cut.
Oh yeah.
There's I'm trying to think of the good Southwest steakhouse that might have prime rib.
Just come into town and go to Lowry's. What the heck? Although, you know, I've been thinking about this, Phil. And by the way, 312-981-7200, call or text. And maybe there's a spot that you're yelling into your radio right now saying, oh, for goodness sakes, in the southwest suburbs for a family value price for prime rib, you got to go to X, 312-981-7200. But speaking of Lowry's, last time we were there, Phil, and we go, you're raising your hand. You got a spot?
Yeah, Crapel Steakhouse in Worth. That's the one I was trying to think of. I would call ahead to make sure they have prime rib. They have good steaks. It's a very pretty place.
How do you spell that?
K-R-A-P-I-L, apostrophe S, steakhouse and patio. It's in Worth, Illinois, and it is worth going to.
Get it? Worth?
I didn't do it. It's just sitting right here.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I'll have to tell you my story about a letter I want to write to a restaurant. I want them to do a better job. And I wonder if that will work. And I don't know who to write to. And I don't know if anybody would read it and follow up or say, hey, you're right. We dropped the ball. We need to do a better job. Do you think they're interested in a letter like that or an email?
Yes. If they're any good, yes.
Okay, then I'll tell you that story next week. We're out of time today. Nice to see you, Phil Vitale.
Thank you.
You want to read more about these restaurants Phil's been talking about, chicagotribune.com/dining. That's where Phil Vitale lives. They put his stuff in the print edition, too, which I think is a really good idea. It's nice to see you, Phil.
Thank you. Nice to be seen.